back in September, most political commentators were writing off Donald Trump as a joke. They said he'd never be a serious contender for the Republican nomination. Christopher Parker knew they were wrong. He's a political science professor at the University of Washington. Not only did Parker predict Trump's rise, he told me it's a good thing for America. It's a teachable moment.
The bigotry with which he speaks, you know, has been part of American political discourse for a very long time. The only difference now is that, you know, back in the 60s and 50s, but really in the 60s, because that's when, quote unquote, old fashioned racism was going out of style because it became no longer fashionable to speak of black folks in inferior terms, like we don't want to live next door to them. Black people are really not that smart. I wouldn't want my black my daughter to marry a black person, right? So that went out of favor in the 1960s and the 1970s. And so what happens is a new form of racism emerged in which it was, you had anti-black affect, that is to say, they just didn't like black people married to this perception that black people were violating cherished American values, such as a Protestant work ethic. So the only difference between then and now is that Trump is not using racially coded language. He's very, very upfront and very, very frank about his bigotries.
Which Trump comments are you thinking of right now?
Well, the comments, the first ones that, you know, quote unquote, illegal immigrants are, many of whom are rapists and criminals. And then the anti-Muslim remarks. And then, you know, even more recently saying that Hillary was playing the woman card, right? And then the various attacks on Megyn Kelly and making reference to Carly Fiorina's look. So he's been saying these things for a long time.
And that's good for America. How?
It's good for America because it brings all these bigotries and biases to the surface. This, I think, is what we would call a teachable moment, because these bigotries and biases have been around since the founding of the Republic. And with the exception of the 1950s and 1960s and early 70s, you know, these things were not spoken with, referred to in coded language. But because of the emerging political correctness in the 50s, 60s and 70s, coded language was used. But now we're back to this return during which we don't have to use, or he doesn't feel like we have to use coded language anymore.
So it's a teachable moment. What you look around and what makes you think that we're teaching anything? How do you know we're having a productive conversation? Are you just hoping for it?
Well, but just think about what's happening in the Republican Party right now. You have a lot of the Republican Party leadership that are just revolted by Trump's language, you know, and his, you know, and the bile that he spews. And I mean, if you look at, you know, you only have like 30% of the Republican Party, 30-35% that support Trump. Where are the rest of them? Well, they don't like it, right? And these are people who are conservatives, right? So, you know, they have, you know, they don't believe in rapid social change per se, but they do believe, these establishment conservatives, if you will, you know, they believe in preserving what is good about America, right? The institutions that work in America, the values on which these institutions rest. And these are not coextensive with what Trump is saying, right? Freedom, equality, egalitarianism. This is not consistent with what Trump has been saying about women and minorities and the lesbian and gay community, with the exception of the whole bathroom issue, which I find quite fascinating.
Okay, so you want a teachable moment coming out of the Trump candidacy. What is key to making that happen? How do you want people to respond? Because there's different ways to respond to Donald Trump. Some people are posting Facebook messages about what a clown he is. You know that, right? There's, how do you want people to respond to the Trump candidacy to turn it into something you think is positive?
Well, to further interrogate, as people are doing on the left, to further interrogate his message, right? I mean, so don't get me wrong. There are some things that people on the left, progressives, agree with in terms of policy, to the extent that one can call a coherent policy proposal from what he said, right? Healthcare reform, right? He doesn't really want to mess with that, right? So that's just one example. But beyond that, it's the way that he's conveying some of these things. So what I would like to see is, I mean, there's nothing we can do in the way of policy. The only thing we can do right now is just to make sure this guy doesn't become president, because if he becomes president, it is going to be an unmitigated disaster. And it's going to be an unmitigated disaster because the president of the United States of America holds immense symbolic import for the citizens. The president is the commander in chief. The president is the chief law enforcement officer. The president is the head of government. The president is the face of the country abroad.
Okay, so the Trump candidacy has exposed a lot of economic frustration, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, okay, exposed. Now what? What do you want to come out of that candidacy, that exposure?
Well, what I would like is for there to be, beyond this, a more sustained discussion over intolerance and bigotry, you know, for, you know, people, for, let me just call it what it's, for straight white men to recognize that, you know, this country belongs to more than them, right? This country belongs to all of us who consider ourselves Americans, and to be, and to have a really substantive discourse, and for them to understand, like, some of the things that we, and I'm a black man, that we go through on the day to day, and for them to be more sympathetic, and beyond that, for them to support policies that try to mitigate the harm that's been done to people from marginalized groups, women, minorities, the undocumented, and people in the LGBT community. Just to be more sensitive to this, because if they're more sensitive, I would like to think that they'd be more likely to support policies to mitigate, you know, the continuing bigotry that we see right now.
So if we're talking about those issues more than ever, you might look at a failed Trump candidacy as a positive.
I would definitely say it could be a positive. It could very well be a teaching moment.
Christopher Parker, political science professor, University of Washington.